Greece. Mercy and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 year, a pastor and his congregation were planning an ascension service. And the pastor announced that the service would be held Thursday night at 7 p.m. As time got closer to the event, some of the elders, who were avid football fans, discovered that the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning were up against the Giants and his brother Eli Manning that Thursday night, football night in America. So the elders got together and decided who would be the chosen one to approach the pastor about the apparent conflict of interest. That elder entered the pastor's office and asked him gently, "Pastor, the elders and I were talking, and well, why do you want to have a service on Thursday night and not Tuesday night or Wednesday night?" The pastor thought for a moment about why he was being asked their question. Didn't they know that Ascension was exactly 40 days after Easter, the day Jesus ascended up into heaven, 10 days before Pentecost? But then he realized the motive behind the question, football night. So the pastor thought he too would ask them a question. The divine service, is it from God or from man? This caught the elder a bit off guard. So he said, "Just a minute, Pastor," and he went out and he consulted with the other elders. As they were consulting one another, they realized, if we say from man, he will say, "Then why do you come at all?" But if we say from God, then he'll say, "That's why we're worshiping this Thursday." So they were afraid to answer the question. Now, when the pastor noticed that the elders were delayed in returning to the conversation, he came out of his office, and he went over and he huddled with the other elders. And after an awkward silence, the pastor said, "Have you thought about the answer to my question?" They said, "Yes." "We do not know." So the pastor said, "Neither will I answer you why we are worshiping this Thursday." Now, this pastor was a lot like me. He was a little out of touch with football. So the elders tried a different approach. "Pastor, let's play a little word association game, okay?" He said, "Okay, fine." They said, "What's the first word you think of when we say Broncos?" The pastor said, "Denver." They said, "Good, good, good, good." Then they said, "Giants." And the pastor said, "Goliath?" They ignored that one. And then Peyton Manning. And the pastor said, "Tanova." Finally, the elders said, "Thursday night." And the pastor said, "Look, guys, only one thing is going up to the highest heaven this Thursday, either football or Jesus. You decide." Now this story, this sermon too, is not just some reminder that football can become an idol and get in the way of following Jesus and his word. Certainly football can, we all have idols, anything can. But it reminds us how Jesus' own authority was being questioned long ago, as we heard in the text today, and still is being questioned today when we have other things, and how Jesus always kind of gets pushed off a little bit. And Jesus, in his text, responded wisely with questions of his own to us that help us see the truth of who he really is. Jesus knows the heart and the motives of man. He knows his kingdom is not of this world. And yet, it was in this world that he came and bring about redemption through the knowledge of what he is, who he is, and what he would do for us. With God's own authority to die and to rise to life again. As you heard in the text, he entered the temple long ago to teach God's people because it was his temple to teach in. He did not turn to the elders and ask the chief priests, "On what authority are you here?" But that's exactly what they did to him. Now, rather than merely claim authority, Jesus showed his authority through wisdom and grace and patience. Words bear witness to the authority, but Jesus then verified the truthfulness of who he is and his authority. Jesus' authority, it was not just some simple claim, "I've got the power, and hey, I'm God's son and you're not." But rather, the authority was shown in the simple, humble message, that of the prophets before him: repent and believe, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message God gave through the prophets is now being fulfilled. And John the Baptist, he was a prophet. Why did you not listen to him? Why did you ignore him? He was preparing the way. Why order your life as if it were waiting for God to come when the truth is he's here now with his grace? He's here in the temple with mercy through his beloved son. Believe. They really should have said, "Oh, to see Jesus in his temple teaching." But even greater, oh, how wonderful it would be to see Jesus on the cross, showing his authority there. For his great declaration from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And to the thief, the sinner, who believed in him, he said, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." What great authority. We must always remember the authority that Jesus had was verified by his resurrection. He rose, never to die again. He ascended, where he now sits at God's right hand, a picture of authority. And before he departed, he said these words. Remember the last part of the book of Matthew? These words: "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age." May we, God's people, sinful as we are, may we love his humble and verified and powerful and gracious and wise authority. May we encourage one another to attend to temple and the things of God as if it is God's house where Jesus still dwells with us, even questioning sinners that we sometimes are. And may we help others to see his great authority in his humble word and in his gifts and in our broken, humble, forgiven lives and through God's works in Jesus' name. As we'll sing a bit later, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.